Hi, beautiful, magical, powerful, potent, spectacular being. I wanted to let you know that I have opened my calendar for one-on-one sessions as of June of 2023, and you are invited to go book a session with me so that I can help you embody and activate that gorgeously sacred sexuality that you've got, perhaps help you with some relationship snafus, and or just get you super connected to that potent soul medicine that we need in each other and for ourselves right now. You can book that through the Work With Me link. I look forward to connecting, supporting, being awesome together. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Temple Erotica, Stories of Sacred Sexuality by Sophia Wiseone. There's no outro on this show, and that's on purpose. I want you to get in and go where you want to go. And so I take this moment at the beginning to say a few things. Give a listen, and if you love it, share it. If you enjoy it, let me know. And if you like it and want more of it, please subscribe, rate, and review. You can join my email list. You can find all my other podcasts and get connected about what is happening at sophiawiseone.com or click the Join the Temple link below. Find me on social media at Sophia Wiseone. If you're listening to an episode and you love it, take a screenshot, tag me, let me know. Join me there. All right, a few more things about the show, and then it's story time. This is a journey, an invitation, an initiation. And some of the stories will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And some of them will have a beginning, a middle, and a doorway. And so I invite you, when they open a doorway and do not close it, to allow yourself to imagine the completion, to let it unfold from inside you. Because these stories are memories that we are making. So fill in, change anything you want. Let your imagination provide for you the titillation, the satisfaction, the awakening, and the restoration that your body, soul, and this sacred earth are longing for. Take 3 deep breaths and enjoy. A shooting star fell across the sky. I looked up. I thought it landed near me or in me. I was walking alone. There was no path. I was just following the direction that I had in mind, the direction that I was given earlier when I asked for guidance and the bird flew by and then my belly grumbled and then I remembered an old song and then my eyes landed on this rock that I swear was pointing in a direction. I thought, well, I guess that's as much of an arrow as I'm going to get. So I've been walking that way. I've been walking that way. I've been walking that way. The signs and symbols sending me that way. And when the star landed It landed in me. Or at least, I wanted it to land in me. And so I stopped. Just a little bit ways farther where there was a clearing. And I set up my camp. I made myself a nest. I travel lightly for some and heavily packed to others. I have something soft to lay on. I have textiles that I like to touch. I laid down and felt my blood pumping through my body. The sun was setting slowly, like it does in the north in the summer, taking forever to get dark. And I allowed my breath to deepen. There was this dance between the heart in me that is open and alive, ready and willing, free and floating, and the heart in me that was holding its breath. I felt deeper. I looked deeper. I felt the earth underneath me. I took a breath in. I took another breath in. I started to feel the slightest tingling in my lips, a wetness in my mouth. I was relaxing. It felt good to be where I was, in the quiet, on the earth. I felt my spine reach down for the earth. I felt my heart and my breasts reach towards the stars that were just peeking out. I became aware of my own body. I could feel the fabric against my skin. I said a prayer. Sacred one, oh, sacred one, you can fill me, you made me, you can soothe me, you know me, you can love me, you always have, it's safe. I took a breath in. Find me here. Find me here. Give me courage to awaken with your creative spirit, to pulse with your savory, delicious, yummy spirit. I heard the wind at a distance, and I knew it would touch me soon. I pulled the sheet down so as it came across the top of the grass, it came across my nipples. Lightly, I took my fingers down my belly, finding my hips, feeling and finding my bones, pressing them down towards the earth. I took a breath in. awaken in me. That fire, awaken in me. That water, awaken in me. Awaken in me. Awaken in me. I pressed. My mouth watering. I could hear a smile creeping up through my back into my face and my eyes. My prayers are working. I do. I feel good. I reach down my thighs, feeling my knees, wrapping my hands around them, pulling them just a little bit towards me. I could feel the strength of my arms, the strength of my body and belly. I pulled myself towards myself, curling up, bringing my knees towards my chest, reaching my hands down the backs of my thighs. I grabbed a hold of my own ass and took a breath in. This is sacred land. I felt my whole base soften and open. Everything kind of peeking out, opening, spreading my own ass cheeks, rolling my shoulders back, letting my throat soften. I open my eyes to see more stars out, reaching around, dragging my hands along my soft lips, pulling gently on the hairs of my leg. This is my body. I'm remembering something. I see that star falling again. I reach down. I'm curious if I'm as wet between my legs as I am in my mouth. One hand reaches, just discovering, pressing. There's not much to press. It's soft and wet and full. I reach for my own mouth, touching my lips. I take in the moisture at the top and the bottom. I feel the stars falling again, falling through my head, through my spine, down my legs. I feel the stars falling into my feet, up my legs, into my knees. I feel the stars falling into my belly. What a relief. I look for the inside. I find my heart in this landscape. It's wide. And there it is, beating, kneading. And I watch as I slip my finger deeper into my sweet liquid cave, petting my own face. I breathe and I see the stars falling into my heart. And with every star that falls into my heart, it softens, it opens, it starts to pulse. Was it not pulsing before? I can't remember, because now it's pulsing. It's pulsing. My anus opens, my thighs open, and yet I pull them close together, reaching deeper, feeling for and finding my cervix, reaching and circling. It's like I'm touching the back of my throat. And my heart is filling and pulsing and pouring. My heart is filling and pulsing and pouring. It's pulsing and pouring. I'm like a fountain. I've become a fountain. I reach around, touching this tissue. It's so different, the cervix. It's like an eye or a fountain or a portal or a sacred stone. I feel the softness around, filling, coming towards, and then pulling back with my breath, pulling back. It becomes a wide cave, and I have to reach deeper. My cervix is pulling back, going deeper, making space, and it's like I'm coming up through my own throat. And my heart is expanding. It's expanding in my chest. It's my heart. It's expanding in my chest. And in this moment, when it fully expands and my body opens this opening, and I reach not one, not two, not three, just everything I can, pouring in to fill my insides. It's like it opens. This channel that goes from the depths of my fingertips through my organs into my heart, which is pouring past my heart up my throat. I become a fountain of sound. And I open. The wave pulls back and gathers. As the tingling throughout my body, so many stars above me, so many stars within me, and they're spinning. And the wave gathers. Spine rippling, and my own hand diving, rhythmic. Thank you for this pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for this pleasure. Thank you. I begin to see, thank you, all those stars pouring into me. And as those waves come through me, and as I pulse, those stars begin to come out of me. I am this firework. Those sparks, those stars are coming out from my cells and organs. I'm rocking my own body, wet, kind. Filling, my heart filling. My heart pouring. Rounds and rounds and rounds and rounds. Filling with stars. and filling the sky with stars.